Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The circus down in Philly, Ben Simmons, Sixers, wow. Just a wreck. And to help us get into that, the start of the season, the world champion Bucks will raise the banner tonight against the Kyrie-less Nets. You got the Lakers and the Warriors. Clay still out. This guy was incredible. Hall of Famer. So forever entrenches a legend. Nine All-NBA teams, nine All-Defensive teams, and all-time trash-talking team as well. That will be the glove, Gary Payton, to help us break in the season. Gary, taking it here. What's happening, buddy? How you been?
Man, I'm good. How you guys been?
Awesome. I love it. Now, Gary Payton, this is an old-school guy. Listen, I'm going to guess here, Gary. I'm going to guess that you are, I haven't seen a tweet, I haven't heard anything attributed to you, I don't know exactly what you think about the Sixers situation, but being the old school, you know, guy that you are, I can't imagine that, you know, you're Ben Simmons on this, are you? I mean, where do you stand on everything going down in Philly?
Well, you know, I think this is kind of crazy, Brandon, because the simple fact is that they let it get this far. When you let it get this far and you get into a situation like this, I think Philly should have made a move from the beginning if he didn't want to be there. But I really think the player should be accountable, too. You're a professional. If you're going to go in there, just be a professional about it. Play as hard as you can. Let other teams see that what you're going to do and your value and get traded. Mm-hmm. You know, and then just make it understood. I think this is a different era. They do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with me, when I was about to get traded, I didn't make a big vibe about it. I just said, get me to the best situation. Let's move on. Let's not make no noise. Let's do other stuff. And I think that's just the way it is in this era right now. I think it's a mess right now. I don't know how they're going to get out of it because all it does is bring other players involved. Other players start saying everything, and then all of a sudden it gets to a point where now we got feelings about things. And it's no way in history that he can go back to that Philly team because now you've lost all your teammates and you've lost the loyalty of the fans because if he goes in front of the fans, they're going to boo him. And I don't think he should be in that situation. I think they should try to make a move and do what they can and get whatever they can get out of him.
I'm totally with you, but that's on Daryl Morey and the organization, you know, lowering the asking price. You hear they want, you know, three first-round picks. Get a grip. The guy can't even shoot a foul shot. He's damaged goods right now. You're not getting 100 cents on the dollar. You're going to have to take it on the chin a little bit to get rid of him. But and everything you said makes complete sense, Gary. But if you were on that team, and I know it is a different generation, a different era, but I heard Joel Embiid speak. I heard Tobias Harris speak. Like, what would you say to the media? And what would you say directly to Ben when there's no cameras around? How would you handle that?
First of all, I would have called a meeting. I'd have called a meeting with all the team and all the players and seen how everybody feels. Then I would have asked Ben, how do you feel? You know, why do you want to be here? We're your teammates. How can we help you? How can we get you through this? And what's going on so that we can make an understanding that we don't want to have a circus around here. Let us deal with it and we can say the same thing you're saying. And we know what you really want. And then, you know, you're going to have to be loyal to us if we're going to be loyal to you. If you're going to be here, please play hard and just play out, and we'll try to work it out. If it doesn't work out, then you can move on. That's what I would have said from day one, and then I would have told the media, this is an in-house thing. Let us deal with it.
Yeah.
Let us work with it. Let us do a deal with this situation. And no talking. Because once you start talking, all it's going to do is make a lot of things come out, and then you're going to get a circus. You know, it depletes from the game they're about to have.
Yeah.
They're not even talking about the game no more. They're talking about Ben Simmons getting kicked out of practice and getting suspended. And that's crazy. You should be worried about starting the season.
Yeah. Does this drop the 76ers down a peg? You know, we're talking, you know, Joel Embiid is now 6 years in? 6 years in or so? I mean, and we keep waiting for the championship viability to actually show itself, and Ben Simmons' evolution or escalation as a player was supposed to take them there. Like, where does this leave the Sixers on court now if Ben Simmons is kind of a bit player here?
Well, you know what? That is a great question, because I don't know how the players are going to react now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a great coach in Doc Rivers, who Doc will try to manage it and do the things that he can. But on the court, this takes a lot out of players, because they are now focused around this. They were expecting a lot from this basketball team, to win a championship, to go far in the playoffs and do things. But this started to come. So I think now what they got to do is say, should we move on? Yes, they should move on.
Yep.
They should get what they can get a player, get some players, or get some picks, get something in there that could complement Embiid and these guys, and move on and try to win it and do what you got to do. And Philly has to understand that. If they don't understand that now, I don't know what's the problem. You know, he doesn't want to be there. Let it go. It's over.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get the best players that you can get, and make your team the best team that can possibly be right now.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's got to be the path. I'm with you. Gary Payton, Hall of Famer, talking shop. We'll get to some other stuff, but the Sixers stuff is amazing. Gary, of course, with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Gary, are you excited about this Lakers squad that they've put together? I mean, it's old. I mean, they call you. Hey, GP, you got some run left? I mean, it's old, but, I mean, name-wise and brand-wise, it's kind of compelling. It's going to be must-watch for sure, but are you excited about what they could do, or are you nervous about what's going to happen?
But, you know, it's a 50-50 thing. I'm nervous because they're all older. They're not in their prime time of what they used to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they're veterans, and they know how to win. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they don't get hurt, they're going to compete. They're going to compete a lot, especially when you can compete with LeBron and AD. And if you get Westbrook to be that guy who he's supposed to be, they're going to be fine. You know, and then they got the guy coming off the bench. Carmelo doing what he does. They done went and got the kid Nun from Miami, the youngster. They got pieces. They're okay. Even adding Jordan, they got pieces. And I just think if they stay healthy and they stay right, they'll be fine. As you see LeBron, he said he cannot load manage because it's a whole new brand new team, and he has to be on the floor for them to be special. And when he's not on the floor, they're not special. So I think that I'm excited because I want to see the older guys come and complete the mission that they are trying to do. As you remember, 2006, when I went and we had an old team in Miami, we completed the mission, you know, because we had a lot of veterans. And I think this Laker team can do the same. I just want them to stay healthy, you know, and be the team that they can be. I don't care about how many years they got on them already. They will be fine if they stay healthy.
Hey, Garrett, nobody's going to look at the Mavericks as a championship team because they don't have a running mate for Luka yet. When you look at that, they have a new coach in Jason Kidd. When you look at Luka, I mean, is there a perfect fit? Like, optimally, who should the target be that they need to get a superstar next to him if they want to win a championship? Who is that player?
Well, that's hard, you know, because everybody nowadays are targeting to play with their friends, play with people like that. I don't know who that guy can be. Luka is a special basketball player. Who's out there right now that we think that's going to become a free agent and be that superstar? Now, if we put him with KD, okay, we got something going. We put him with LeBron, we got something going. I don't know. Can he go with Damian Lillard? Would that be a good fit? You know, so You know, we don't know who that could be, what that star could be. But he's a star, and he's going to be take over. I think he's going to take over after KD and LeBron, being that star of the NBA. But right now, they're working it out. They're going to have to get a piece. And I don't know if they can get a real legit superstar to add with him for them to be that contender.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Nap Jitsu, tell us about this pending patent pending energy and performance product. What is Nap Jitsu, Gary?
Well, you know, you got the nap. It makes you take naps. And then when you get to, when you get up, it gives you energy. You know, you go get it. You know what I'm saying? When I first saw this product, I was like, man, I don't know. I don't like to take energy drinks and all that stuff. But I'm a nap type of guy.
Yeah.
That's how I made it in my career, with naps. So as I took it, it had me relaxing and doing my naps real great.
Yeah.
Great like. And when I got up, it was a lot of energy. And you know, guys, I just took a head job with a starter of school at Lincoln University.
Yep.
And with these kids, I got to have most energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this stuff has really got me to a point where I'm energized at 53 years old. And I'm working out and I'm doing the things that I need to do. So it's giving me that boost and not, you know, having my heartbeat racing and everything. And I'm taking naps at the same time.
That's awesome.
So I'm really good with this product because it works for you that way. You have to take a nap, and when you take that nap, you can get that little 2-hour nap, and then all of a sudden you get up, you're energized. And that's what I like about this product.
And by the way, were you taking those naps in the NBA because you were out the club the night before, or you just needed it just part of the routine?
Absolutely. You know, I was a club guy.
GP,
you know
the club.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I was in the club.
I knew the answer.
I had to take naps.
I got you. Hey, can the Nets, you know, listen, maybe Kyrie comes back at some point if the mandate changes, but let's say he doesn't play at all this year. Can they really win the championship without him?
I don't think so. As you've seen, Brandon, last year, they were rolling in the playoffs until everybody started getting hurt. And with these guys now, you know, especially with Harden and then KD, we don't know what will happen. But they have a good group on the floor. I think KD is a guy that can win a championship by himself with Harden if they stay on the floor. They are a legit threat, a legit one. But without him, it's going to be kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? That special three, when you get down to the conference finals and then coming into the NBA finals and these guys are rolling. The other team is rolling, and they probably got 2 and 3 guys. Now, if they got to play the Lakers, how are you going to match with them with all them players? And I think he is a big part. He gives you scoring. He gives you that leadership on the floor to do what he can do. And I think it'll be really, really hard for Brooklyn to win a championship without him.
GP, good rapping, bro. Go do your thing. Really nice catching up. Gary Payton, Hall of Famer, the glove, always with salient thoughts on the game in his very unique way, man. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you, Brandon. You take it easy, man. Anytime you need me, let me know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.